Greetings, kindred witches. Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for this Sunday Haven.
Here we share our experiences as we build a modern-day inclusive witchcraft practice rooted in nature's seasons, celestial cycles, and the science of energy.
Join us as we build a practice that learns from our past, is rooted in our present, and works toward building a better future, all while connecting deeply to the earth and sky around us.
Let us begin a new era of witchcraft. Hi everyone, welcome to our grove here at the Atomic Hearth.
As always, we are so grateful for this community and for all of you choosing to spend a portion of your Sunday here with us.
We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we are currently here on the lands of the Coast Salish peoples, more specifically the Duwamish and Muckleshoot tribes. We want to take a moment here to honor the ancestors of the land on which we reside. Thank you.
Welcome to the Atomic Witchcraft's 100th episode celebration. It has been 5 years, 100 episodes, and 1 year of Sunday Havens, and we are taking this moment to celebrate that time with you, our listeners and Grove members.
To celebrate, we are giving away books you've likely heard us recommend already, as they're among our favorites out there. Weave the Liminal by Laura Tempest Zakroff, How to Study Magic by Sarah Lyons, and A History of Magic, Witchcraft, and the Occult by DK Publishing. You can enter over on our Linktree through the month of August. We will be notifying winners just before the equinox.
Part of celebrating is reflecting and reminiscing on the journey that brought us here. And we want to take a moment to look back on 5 years worth of podcasts, including how the Pragmatic Pagan became Atomic Witchcraft and the Grove community we have today.
Welcome to the Pragmatic Pagan. It was August 2019, and I had already spent decades refining my craft, searching for community, and always feeling like I was just coming up a bit short. What I wanted wasn't what I was finding. So I decided that it was time to carve out my own community. A bit of the field of dreams, if you build it, they will come mentality. As a lifelong creator and performer, largely via theater and film, a podcast seemed like a natural way to blend my creativity and desire to connect. And also the hey, just make a podcast about it cultural movement was and still is going strong. I remember recording those first few episodes after work in my candlelit kitchen. In my eagerness to get started, I had etched out a few scripts for the first few episodes, and you can see that the first 4 episodes dropped at the same time on August 25th, 2019. And that first episode, Intro to Science-Based Witchcraft, with a question mark, still holds the record for our most listened episode at over 11,000 listens. It wasn't long after that, I believe, that I gained 2 very key listeners.
Well, I heard that a dear friend of mine had started a witchcraft podcast, so of course I had to listen. It was a great way for me to reconnect with my own practice and provided lovely and calming listening material to my noisy and busy commutes around Los Angeles. For me, it was a great reminder that even though I hadn't been actively practicing witchcraft for some time, that I was still valid as a witch. Episode 32, where Ash spoke of imposter witch syndrome, especially helped with this.
Oh yes, the imposter witch syndrome was a very early experience for me as well, as when I first started listening, it was the very start of my practice. For as Alyssa knows all too well, I was right there with her at the wheel for those busy commutes around LA, and to and from places of work and errands, I found myself listening to the Pragmatic Pagan. I thought to myself constantly, can someone like me really do witchcraft? A white cis guy who grew up in churches and singing in liturgy arts groups in college? I mean, were guys allowed to do witchcraft? Thankfully, the thoughtful and expansive content provided by Ash reassured me that not only was I a valid candidate to be witchy, but that everyone was welcome to learn how to connect more deeply to the earth and sky around them. Although I had to be just a little careful with listening on commutes, especially when on my own. Those meditation episodes should not be listened to behind the wheel. Don't worry, I always save them for when I got back to the apartment.
You aren't the only one to provide that feedback around those meditations, so please, please be safe while listening to those. And while they and you listened, I continued to record in my kitchen late at night after work. 36 episodes in those first 4 months, right up until Yule 2019, or what I now call Candle Nights. The podcast was just what I needed in that time. Sharing my experiences and providing a path for fellow witches became a deep comfort over those first 30 episodes or so, like a beacon in the night. I asked, please, come find me. Before I knew it, fellow witches started to find their way to the Grove, gathering around what would become the Atomic Hearth. If you've been listening since the beginning, I'm speaking to you. Thank you for your trust and companionship, and since you are still here, for growing with me. Even through the audio waves, those were the beginnings of our beautiful little community. The week following Candle Nights, my brother passed away. 3 months later, COVID swept the world. Everything changed. The podcast went on pause for a month, and then slowly began to pick up pace again. In that first year, season one of the podcast, I recorded over 50 episodes, a pace I soon realized wasn't sustainable. It was also during that first year that we in America had a big racial reckoning, and it encouraged me to look again at my quote-unquote inclusive practice. How inclusive was it, really? At the time, I was still walking a modified Wiccan and pagan-based path, and yet, all the while, still feeling like this wasn't exactly the path I wanted to craft. This all ended up with me taking some classes with the Irish Pagan School, a way to get into right relations with an existing pagan community. And I quickly realized that, indeed, while I respect the pagan path, it wasn't what I was looking for. I still craved a non-deity-based inclusive practice with emphasis on science, nature, and the celestial. A path that sought to make right relations by avoiding appropriation and embracing a highly inclusive, anti-racist, and allied community. One that didn't rebuild old ways, but forged new ones. A safe space for witches to explore a creed that speaks to them, one that doesn't force a certain mold, but instead offers a framework. And since then, that has been the journey. The stillness of year two, season two, was evidence of the work being done behind the scenes. And then, in early year three, I released episode 66, Cultural Appropriation, Decolonize, Deprogram. A call for us to truly rethink what we know of the craft, the occult, and witchcraft. To break it down piece by piece and ask, is this an action, term, or practice that I am in right relations with? If not, how do I go back to the source? And if it's a closed practice, respect that. Ritual magic and pagan celebrations from a variety of cultures were tossed into this melting pot. And the result, while good in an intent, I hope, leaves us with a bit of a tangle to undo for those of us socially aware. That episode was the culmination of the prep work, but still just the beginning of the process. And that episode became important for what was to come. 8 months of radio silence later, the pragmatic pagan metamorphosized to become Atomic Witchcraft. Welcome to Atomic Witchcraft. No longer just my voice alone, but welcoming to the sound waves, Alyssa and Jay.
For me, the decision to join in and start working on Atomic Witchcraft was a total no-brainer. One, I would get the opportunity to talk about subjects I am passionate about, and two, I would be able to work creatively with Ash again. For those of you out of the loop, we've known each other since college, where we did a lot of theater together. And that continued outside of academia as well, when we had spent some very late nights at our job building sets and breathing in way too many paint fumes. So for that reason alone, I was thrilled to jump in. But on a more personal note, joining Atomic Witchcraft really led me back to my witchcraft practice. For the first time in many years, I was actively doing the work, had an altar, was pulling tarot cards frequently. It felt good to be back. On top of getting to talk about witchcraft, I was also able to explore a new skill. You know those social media posts and graphics that go along with them? Yep, that's me. Being able to get creative and try out some graphic design has been a really cool experience so far, and I just keep learning more.
Now, I'm totally honest. Getting involved was at first mostly about being a helpful partner to Alyssa, although also a really neat way to chip in personally to an effort that I was already such a big fan of. I mean, I'd be lying if I said Ash didn't make me nervous at first. She, of course, did nothing to drive this, but her voice had become this, ethereal, constant source of powerful magical learning that it was hard not to feel like I was getting to work with a legit celebrity. Ash, just to say it, in reality, you are indeed a wonderfully down-to-earth and approachable human who does not make me nervous anymore. But at first, I was actually tasked to be the project manager of our efforts, as I have a professional background with those skills. So with Ash's new vision for the podcast coming together and expanding up larger than a solo operation, I helped us explore not just what we cover in our episodes, but how we could best be sharing information, prioritizing the most important things, and considering where the podcast might evolve in new ways. And since then, we've found a solid groove for our Grove, so I've spent my time incorporating my own history with theater, writing, and music. I've also found that my ample experience with liturgical ministry and building faith communities, something I've spent the better part of my teens and 20s doing, has helped us create something for the many folks out there like myself who found their way to witchiness from far more quote-unquote established religious systems, let's say. What a journey this has already been. It's really wild to think back through all that the three of us have been through together, and to add to that Ashley's journey well before then as well. It most certainly feels like a chance to reflect and celebrate a little, and I love that we're just doing that together today.
Yeah, today is about celebrating that journey. So just a reminder that we are giving away three of our favorite books this month. You can enter over on our Linktree, no purchase or membership necessary. We want to give back to the community that has given to us so much over the last 5 years. Atomic Witchcraft kicked off at the beginning of 2023, and shortly after that, we introduced the concept of the Witch's Wheel to provide an evolving framework to a craft that, after shifting into right relations, now had even less structure, less cohesion, and more open ends. The conversation started as a way for us as a team to make sense of next steps, and grew as we talked. We realized that this could be useful for others, so we created something more organized and tactile. Since then, we have been building on, diving into, and connecting with a new atomic path via the Witch's Wheel.
Besides that, a couple of other big things the three of us built together were Sunday Havens and our Discord. Sunday Havens were created to serve as a way for us to speak to witchcraft and record our episodes, but this time in front of a live studio audience, if you will. And more importantly than that, they allowed us to connect with our community live and to have a conversation, answer questions, and just generally enjoy the company of fellow witches and those curious about the craft. The engagement we got with these led to us planning our first in-person gathering for the spring equinox, which in turn inspired the creation for our Discord.
Yes, spinning up the Discord really had two goals. One, offering a platform to follow up on that spring equinox gathering, but two, expanding the community engagement to something more always on. You know, the thing about anything happening at a single synchronous time is, well, exactly that. We knew that the folks we gotten to know already, that our audience wasn't just a group of Seattle locals. We had listeners joining us from all over the states, from across the pond, and even from the southern hemisphere. No matter when we could try to hold our havens, there'd be no way to pick a time when anyone anywhere could easily join us. So Discord provided us a fun and immersive tool to create a community for any time zone and part of the world. We also love that Discord, like our Patreon, is a platform where users can avoid the noise inherent in more populous social networks. Speaking of our Patreon, that's of course been one of our oldest ways we've connected with listeners, and I've just got to pause for a moment to give a huge thanks to anyone who's been with us all along the way there. No matter what you've chosen to give, we're just so incredibly grateful. As I'm sure you've picked up on, this podcast isn't any of our primary day jobs, so what folks are willing to chip in through the Patreon really truly lets us keep the atomic lights on here, enabling us to keep exploring topics with you all, maintaining community spaces like our Discord, and powering things like this exciting book giveaway.
And speaking of community, our Sunday Havens are taking on a new form and cadence. We will be meeting more casually and without recording, so less of the live studio audience and more witches gathered round the heart to chat about witchcraft. We will always start with a quick meditation and moon-based conversation, then whatever inspires us. Join us every fourth Sunday at noon Pacific time. That it's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, 8 p.m. GMT, And for our New Zealand crowd, that is 7 a.m. Monday.
Building our Grove community virtually and in person has been a lovely way to come together, ask questions, and support each other along our craft path. And as we grow and evolve, so does our craft. As part of my own witch journey, I am developing and exploring the path of a guide witch, one who helps others find, explore, build, and integrate their own personalized craft into a practice. This all started 5 years ago with this podcast. Now, I want to offer what feels like the next step through smaller, more personalized interactions. Whether using the Witch's Wheel framework or exploring how to better integrate the craft into your daily routine, the natural next step in my journey is extending that helping hand to the other witches who are just stepping into their craft, finding the ways it can support and nurture both ourselves and the world around us. So if you're interested in a free 30-minute Guide Witch session with myself, either as a group or in a one-on-one format, you can sign up via our link tree through the month of August. Topics include the Witch's Wheel framework, spell and ritual crafting, integrating the craft into daily life, connecting with the elements, building that personalized practice, and oh so much more. Just let me know your interest when you sign up. I will be reaching out to those who sign up at the beginning of September. Please note, while witchcraft often overlaps with mental health, I am not a licensed mental health professional, and these are not mental health sessions or advice. If you're in need of mental health support, please reach out to a professional. You must be 18 years or older to participate.
We started by exploring the sapling turn of the witch's wheel, those first steps into witchcraft, finding connections with the elements, exploring ourselves, and the first foray into spells and rituals. Lately, we have been zooming out, providing a bigger overview of the witch's wheel, including many ways to connect, raise, and use the energy of the elements, and witch, to shape our craft.
Our summer special series started with earth witchery, the green path, a stone way, and earth elementals. In air witchery, we expand the options even further, bringing you 6 episodes, each specializing in ways to connect with the element, whether it's the weather, the mind, the power of words, or one of the many other paths. And you guessed it, fire and water witchery are up next.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 100 episode celebration. Don't forget to check out the link tree if you want to enter the raffle, grab a one-to-one with Ash, join our Grove on Discord, or toss some coins in the cauldron on our Patreon. Till next time, keep your world witchy.
I was like, we're going to need an outro.